You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday the 6th of April 2021 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today we're going to look at how schools are being taught anti-white teachings and how white pupils are being discriminated against and how our history is being replaced with a false history that inserts people into our history that were never there, that have their own history, which really they should be teaching. If they're going to make calls for black history to be taught, then they should actually teach accurate black history. But when they do that, they say that this is discriminatory to black people because it's all white supremacy. There isn't anything that black people actually did in history. They don't really have a history because they just provided human resources for the Arab world, basically. They didn't actually come out with any technology or any civilizations of their own. So they say, well, this is discriminatory to them. This is prejudiced against them. This gives them a low opinion of themselves. So what they do instead is they give them a pretend history and they insert them into white history and pretend that white people were black. That's boiling it down, basically. And then at the other side of that, you also have this teaching that the reason why there is this lack of history is because white people have somehow oppressed black people throughout history. And that is just not true. White people have employed black people throughout history. White people brought them all the benefits of civilization. White people risked their lives as missionaries to try and bring them the benefits of Christianity. White people have done everything that they can to help all the other races of the world. It's only white people that came out with a science devoted to studying these other races. The other races would just go to war against anybody that was different to them. It's only white people that are fascinated by them. I include myself in this. I'm fascinated by the different peoples of the world, as I'm sure you are aware, but just by looking at the breadth of content that we have here at Radio Albion, which looks at the differences between peoples. And we have to face up to these differences if we want to have an accurate view of reality and an accurate view of the world around us, and produce policies that are reflected on, that are based upon facts rather than based upon fantasies. This first report comes from The Guardian. Black history should be fully embedded in the curriculum in UK schools and taught across all subjects, including maths, geography, food technology, science, and music, according to a leading teaching union. So what are they saying there? They are saying that this grievance industry, this idea that black people should have a grievance against white people, that should be embedded in every subject that is taught at school. They're now moving out from saying that history should be taught from a black person's point of view and a fantasy history should be inserted where there is no history. They've moved on from that to saying that this needs to be drummed into pupils' heads in every other subject that is covered. Growing calls to decolonize the curriculum have focused on the history syllabus, but the annual conference of the NASUWT Union was told on Monday that all subjects should be inclusive and ensure black visibility in their teaching. Well, of course all subjects should be inclusive, but they are inclusive. They should be about the subject. Maths should be about maths. It should not be about trying to teach people a different history. The same with geography. Geography should be about different countries in the world and about the geology of them, about the people that make up the countries, the land itself. It should not be about slavery. Food technology. How are they going to do this with food technology? How are they going to bring slavery into food technology? And this is so politically biased because it is all coming from the left wing. It is a left wing view of history, that history it can just be changed to suit your whims rather than based upon the actual facts. Michelle Codrington Rogers, a citizenship teacher in Oxford who was the first black national president of the NASUWT, told members it was not just about black history, it's about the whole curriculum. She said every subject had a responsibility to change the narrative that black people only have a history of enslavement and colonization. She says, we built the pyramids, developed modern numbers, built universities. Our ancestors were philosophers, scientists, military strategists, authors, writers, activists, and so much more. And just in those two sentences there, we can see what is going on here. She claims black people built the pyramids. Where does she get this idea from? She gets this idea from the fact that Egypt is a part of the continent of Africa, and Egypt was one of the early centres of civilization, and they did have universities, they had philosophers, they had scientists, they had all the things that she is actually talking about here were in Egypt. But the ancient Egyptians were white. The same goes for the land of Kush, which is now called Ethiopia, where there are also pyramids built, where there was also a very early civilization. And if you read what the Greek geographers and the Greek historians had to say about Kush and about Egypt, it is very clear that they were peopled by white people. So what we have here is the hijacking of history. We have the theft of history. You have the theft of white history and transferring it over to black people, which gives them a heightened opinion of themselves. It gives them a false sense of ability where they don't actually have those abilities. And this is why we see the sort of things happening that we do in South Africa. We see there that black people thought that they had the ability to run a modern civilization just as well as whites. And what's happened? They've run the civilization into the ground. The hospitals are worthless. The power stations constantly break down. I don't know that they even have an air force because they just crash the aeroplanes. The situation over there is dreadful, and it's all come about because black people have been given this false idea that they are just as capable as whites as maintaining civilization. And civilization was created by whites. It's a white thing. So what you're really expecting them to be able to do is to maintain and create and improve upon something that they never invented in the first place, something that they didn't come up with in the first place. It's kind of like expecting a white man to be able to survive in the rainforest or to survive in the jungles of Africa. And we know white people, unless they've been highly trained at this, but white people were not able to do that. I mean, this is the reason why we had black labor in the south of America, because it was so hot, and with the tropical heat and with the tropical diseases, white people would succumb to it. Whereas black people would be quite fine with it because that was the temperature that they're used to. So what we're expecting here, we're expecting to just be able to take a people from one environment, drop them into another environment, and tell them that they're perfectly capable of maintaining it and improving upon it and building civilization. And that is just not true. That's the first side of this. The second side of this is that it is stealing somebody else's property. To say that black people built the pyramids, developed modern numbers, and built universities is to steal that accomplishment from whites. That is stolen valor, stolen innovation, stolen achievement. And I'm not making the accusation that this Michelle Codrington Rogers is knowingly doing this. She is just repeating what she has been taught. But what she has been taught is false, and it's very harmful, and it's very damaging. It's damaging to black people, and it is damaging to whites. She says, we have a responsibility to be inclusive for all of our students, and this starts with us ensuring that there is a black visibility for our children and young people. Not just black children, but all children. It is crucial to recognize that black history is all of our history. How can it be? How can black history be everyone's history? The word itself says his story. His. It's an individual. It's an individual's story. So it cannot be that white history is the same as black history, can it? And it cannot be the same as Chinese history, because they are all individual peoples. They are all going to have a different history. What they're trying to do here is an impossibility. So what they're doing is just creating an entirely false history, because it's impossible to have a shared history of different peoples. It's just not a possible thing to do. I guess it ties in with their idea of the New World Order and a supranational government and everybody under that one government and pretending that everybody is all one race. And of course it is a pretense, because that is not the way the world is, and that is not our history. So that they're teaching lies to children here, and they're being encouraged to teach lies. She says there needs to be black visibility throughout history. So how are they going to do that? Are they just going to start replacing white people in history with blacks? Well, that's what they do on television. Wouldn't surprise me if that's what they do with our history. They're already trying to say that some of the Romans that came into Britain and built Hadrian's Wall were black. Of course, some of the Romans were African, but they were from North Africa. They were Carthaginians. They were Phoenicians. They were white. And the same thing happened there as happens with this idea that Egypt was black. They seem to think that just because Africa is now filled with black people, 3,000 years ago it was filled with black people. It did have black people there 3,000 years ago, but in much, much, much smaller numbers than they are now. And they were not the people that were responsible for building the civilizations there. Civilization began in the most temperate zones of the world. It began in the Fertile Crescent, because that was the easiest place to create a civilization. And as man became more developed, he moved further into north, where it was harder to build a civilization. And now the white man is concentrated in the north, but that doesn't mean that he has always been there. Obviously, the white man is going to move to the area that is the easiest to live, that is the most temperate. So the Fertile Crescent is where civilization began, and along the banks of the Nile and along the land of Kush. And both of those happen to be a part of the continent of Africa. And then in North Africa, you had the city of Carthage, which was built by the Phoenicians. They came over from Syria. They were known as the White Syrians. They were white people. The Phoenicians were whites. Africa at one time had a lot of white people in it. You can see the traces of that today in the Berbers, who are a light-skinned people in Africa. But they're not teaching this. They're teaching the history of Carthage and the history of Egypt, and then they're pretending that it was black people just because Africa is black today. I dare say if you point this out and you point out the evidence that they were actually white, they would have to admit it. But that's not what they're doing. They're filling children's heads with these false ideas. And this, of course, encourages resentment. This encourages the black children to think, well, we had these pyramids in the past, and we had the wondrous city of Cartage, and why don't we have it today? Well, we don't have it today because the mean, nasty white people came in and enslaved us all and stole it all. So, of course, it builds resentment up amongst black people. And it also is harmful to whites because it takes away white achievements and it tells white people that they should be feeling guilty and that their ancestors were horrible, mean people. And they weren't horrible, mean people. They weren't horrible, mean people at all. Yes, there might well have been the odd bad person that owned slaves, but you're going to get bad people everywhere. And that was just the system of employment at the time. Members attending the virtual conference voted overwhelmingly in favour of the motion. So this is saying that teachers, all the teachers, want to do this. They all want to promote this false idea of history to their pupils. The motion stated, conference believes that curriculum frameworks across the UK should reflect, respect and value the contributions of all communities that have contributed to building the UK. But hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Britain has only ever had a British community up until 70 years ago. Up until the end of the Second World War, Britain was 99.9% white. There was no Muslim community. There was no Indian community. There was no Caribbean community. None of these communities have helped build the Britain that we have today. After the war, we had some Caribbeans come over that helped to wheelbarrow away the rubble. And they worked on the London Underground and as toilet attendants and things like that. They certainly didn't help to create the architecture of the country. They didn't help to design the communications infrastructure or the railways infrastructure. There just is nothing that these communities actually did before 70 years ago. So how are they going to do this? How are they going to reflect the value of these contributions that don't actually exist? The only way to do that is to falsely pretend that they did exist. Conference believes that black history is a part of British history and thus should be fully embedded and taught across the curriculum. And what they mean by that is the black idea of grievance, that because they had a system of slavery back then, they had that system, we had that system, it was their African chiefs that sold them. They think that their history is white people oppressing them, white people kidnapping them from Africa and forcing them to work in America, which is just not true. And that's what their idea is. That's what black history is. It's a combination of saying that black people do not have what white people have because white people enslaved them. And also that black people once did have all the benefits of civilization, such as in Egypt and in Kush is as part of Ethiopia. And the only reason they don't have that now is because white people took it from them. So this is incredibly dangerous. It breeds resentment in blacks and it tells white people that they're terrible people. And instead of telling whites that you have these big boots that you need to fill, you have some incredible ancestors that did incredible things and you need to be trying to do even better than them and you need to be setting an even better example than them. Instead of telling white people that, you're telling the white children that their ancestors were dreadful people. So how is the white child going to feel when he learns that? He's just going to feel terrible and guilty and not want to be white, and he's just going to want to do things for black people instead of wanting to do things for his own people. Instead of concentrating on white people's talents and gifts and expanding upon them and working upon them, he's just going to be trying to do things for black people. He's just going to be saying, well, you do this instead of me. I'll give you my job. You have the job at the top there. You be the boss. And once you start putting people with a lower average IQ into these important positions, the standards lower, and we end up with a country like South Africa. Conference asserts that education should equip all children and young people to understand and respect their own and each other's histories, cultures, and traditions, and promote critical thinking. And of course, this is just what they're not doing, is it? They are not respecting white people's history at all. They are completely retelling it, and they're retelling it in such a way that it's full of lies. Instead of saying the Africans sold the other Africans, they're saying white people kidnapped these black people and forced them to work for nothing, which is not the truth. It actually cost more money to pay for a slave's upkeep than it did to pay wages. The NSUWT will work with campaigners to press for inclusive curriculum frameworks and publish materials and resources on decolonizing the curriculum. The union will also work with teacher training providers to embed anti-racist teaching. So there's two things there. This decolonizing the curriculum. What does that mean? Well, it means that when they actually look at history and you look at it, you see that there are these incredible achievements that have been carried out by white people. And you see that there aren't many achievements that were carried out by black people in Africa. So when they look at that, they say, well, that's white supremacy, because it shows that there's a difference between the races. It shows that white people are good at building civilization, and it shows that black people are not good at building civilization. So it shows that they are not equal. So we have to decolonize this. They claim that this is history has been colonized because it shows white people to be creative. So they call it decolonizing it, and what they mean by that is, we have to make blacks the same as whites. We have to make them all equal, so we'll just tell some lies, some little white lies about black history, and we'll pretend they had Egypt, we'll pretend they had Kush, and we'll pretend that the only reason they don't still have a civilization that's up to the standards of white people's civilization is because the white people kidnapped them and forced them to work for nothing. So it means they're just going to fill history full of lies. And the second bit is this embedding anti-racist teaching. Of course, nobody wants to be a racist. The word racist is now worse today than the word rapist. And it's only white people that can actually be accused of being racist. No other race can be accused of this. So this is a word that can only be used to attack whites. It's a word that is discriminatory against whites. And of course, the best way to eliminate racism is just to separate the races. There can be no discrimination if you separate the races. And that is the right-wing way of being anti-racist. Yet that is not going to be taught, is it? All they're going to teach is the left-wing way of being anti-racist, which, as we are continually told, is continually failing. We've had 70 years of the left's way of trying to get rid of racism, and we're told that racism is constantly increasing. It's absolutely terrible. We have to start teaching children not to be racist at the age of 3, or all these ridiculous ideas. So it shows that this left-wing way of dealing with it hasn't solved the problem. And yet if you had the right-wing way of dealing it, and you just separated the races, and you had white people over there, and you had black people over there, it would eliminate it completely. There would be no more racism. There would never again would a black man die at the hands of a white police officer. It is just so simple. Yet they will not teach that alongside it. And they are supposed to be apolitical in what they teach at schools. They're not supposed to teach anything from one political viewpoint. They're supposed to provide a balanced viewpoint. So the whole point of this, of embedding anti-racist teaching, means that they're just going to be promoting this Marxist view of equality. Dr. Patrick Roach, the NASUWT General Secretary and chair of the TUC's Anti-Racism Task Force, said, "Education has a vital role to play in teaching future generations about our country's shared history, promoting equality, inclusion, and respect for others, and in teaching about the historical injustices that continue to drive all forms of discrimination and extremism in our society today." There it is, in that last part of the sentence there. Everything that black people feel they don't like about their position, if they don't achieve what they want to achieve, if they don't have the wages that they want, they will just blame historical injustices for it. They will just claim that it's discrimination because they don't have the same as white people. And they'll claim that the reason for that is because of slavery. And this is what they want to promote in schools. This is what they want to brainwash children with. And we have another story on this that I want to bring up. Lessons on so-called white privilege are needed to combat racial prejudice within children, according to new guidance drawn up by a group of education charities and unions. The guidance comes in the form of a 128-page paper entitled Birth to Five Matters from the Early Years Coalition, which was developed over the past 6 months by representatives from the National Education Union, the National Day Nurseries Association, and the Association for Professional Development in Early Years. So they're wanting to teach children under the age of five about so-called white privilege. The paper claims that talking about race is a first step in countering racism. It is a mistaken assumption that treating all people in the same way and ignoring differences in race is a sufficient response to racism. This approach simply allows the continuation of bias in society, which disadvantages people from black and minoritized groups. Instead of a colorblind approach to race, more proactive anti-racism is needed. Now, in the past, everybody thought that what it meant to be anti-racist was to ignore any differences between race. But now they are saying it means something different. They continue, it is also time to challenge the widespread notion that children do not see race and are colorblind to difference. The guidance continued, adding, when adults are silent about race, children's racial prejudice and misconceptions can be maintained or reinforced. So they want children to see race. They want children to see a difference between white people and black people. And of course, they do. They're not blind. Of course, they see a difference between the races. And they want the white children to do everything they can for the black children instead of doing what they can for themselves. That's what they mean by being anti-racist. Anti-racist really is just another word for anti-white. And this is completely illegal, what they are calling for here, this teaching children about white privilege. We were told this last year, in October last year. We were told schools that teach pupils that white privilege is an uncontested fact are in fact breaking the law. And it was the Women and Equalities Minister that was telling this. And she happens to be black. Addressing MPs during a Commons debate on Black History Month, Kemi Badenoch said the government does not want white children being taught about white privilege and their inherited racial guilt. Any school which teaches these elements of political race theory as fact, or which promotes partisan political views, such as defunding the police without offering a balanced treatment of opposing views, is breaking the law, she said. She added that schools have a statutory duty to remain politically impartial and should not be openly supporting the anti-capitalist Black Lives Matter group. So she's making two points there. Teaching about white privilege and telling white pupils that they have some unearned advantage, some privilege, which is just based upon their race, and basically being anti-white, that is against the law. That is not equality. And yet here we have both of these teaching groups that are promoting this and that are saying this needs to be going on in our schools. Why haven't the heads of these teaching unions, why haven't they been arrested for this? Why haven't they been arrested for conspiring to break the law, to break the equalities law by teaching these lunatic ideas, teaching a false history, claiming that we have a shared history when you can't, because the word itself is his story, and at the same time teaching white children that they are the reason why blacks don't succeed as well as they do. The reason why blacks have different success in life to whites is because they're different people. It's the same as an individual. Why does an individual have a different success in life to another individual? Well, it's because he's a different individual. We are not all the same. Form is intimately connected to function. If something has a different form, it has a different function. And it's going to have a different history as well. And interestingly enough, they're actually taking notice of this in Russia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday warned that anti-white racism might be building in the United States and said that political correctness taken to the extreme would have lamentable consequences. And he was talking about this with an interview with political scientists on television on Moscow. He said that Russia had long supported a worldwide trend that everyone wants to get rid of racism. We were pioneers of the movement promoting equal rights of people of any skin colour, he said. But Lavrov stressed it was important not to switch to the other extreme, which we saw during the Black Lives Matter events, and the aggression against white people, white US citizens. Lavrov accused the United States of seeking to spread what he called a cultural revolution around the world. They have colossal possibilities for it, he said in the interview. Hollywood is now also changing its rules so that everything reflects the diversity of modern society, he said, calling that a form of censorship. I have seen black people play in Shakespeare's comedies, only I don't know when there will be a white Othello, Lavrov said. You see, this is absurd. Political correctness, taken to the point of absurdity, will not end well. So even Russia is pointing this out now, that these ideas of white privilege and black history and replacing white people with black is just going to cause problems in society. It is just going to cause resentment. It's just going to cause black people to resent whites. And it's all based on lies. And it's all based on this unnatural idea that we should all be living together within one living space, a completely unnatural idea that is of no benefit to us, and it is of no benefit to them. And the simple solution to all of it is just to separate. Just think of how much better life would be if we didn't have all these problems with racism, with what has come to be known as racism. It's effectively criticizing somebody for loving their own family more than they love other people's families. It's the most natural thing in the world to love your own family. It doesn't mean you hate everybody else's family, but that's what we're accused of when we're white and we say we want what is best for white people. It's only the same as everybody else. Anyway, at least we have this Femi Badenoch that has spoken out against this in October last year. Is she going to speak out against it again? Is she going to prevent this idea that we need to have black history taught in maths lessons and science lessons and five-year-old children need to be taught about white privilege? We may see something being done about this. I was pleasantly surprised by the report into institutional racism, which says that institutional racism does not exist. I was also surprised to see the Scottish Conservative Party saying that they are going to abolish Hamza Youssef's bill if they get into Parliament. So it's not out of the realms of possibility that we may see something done about this, and we may see this teaching of white privilege in schools actually being banned. I'd like to see this teaching of black history being banned as well, because it's just a false history and it's just all about false grievance. I've got nothing against black people being taught about their own black history, but that is not what they are being taught. They are being taught to blame white people for everything. That is what this all boils down to, blaming whites for everything. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.